So let's review. We learned in the Mishnah, Chayme b'truma, shebihuda nemonim al taharis yain v'shem and koyimei sashana, u'b'shasakitus v'habanim afala truma. Truma is more strict than Kodesh, because in the region of Yehuda, Ami Ha'aretz were believed all year round regarding the tahara of their oil and wine, but were only believed about truma during olive and grape pressing seasons. The Gemara infers, Yehuda in, u'b'gal aloi, that this leniency only applies in the region of Yehuda, not in the Galil. My time. Amr Shlokish, Rish Lakish explains that since a strip of land belonging to the Kutim, an area which transmits Tumah Midrabanan, separates between the residents of the Galil and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, anything brought from the Galil automatically becomes Tameh and cannot be used. That's why the Mishnah only mentions trusting Am Aretz from Yehuda. The Gemara notes that the Kodesh cannot be brought b'shei the table Migdal in the carriage trunk or closet to serve as an oil to interpose between the Kodesh and the Tumah, because our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi that oil zarek lav shmei oil. A moving oil isn't considered an oil. We also cannot bring the Kodesh b'klicheres hamukiv tzamed pasal in an earthenware vessel sealed all the way around to prevent the Kodesh from becoming tameh, because as we learned in the Braisa, ein hekdesh nitzel b'tzamed pasal. Kodesh isn't protected from Tumah by being inside such a sealed earthenware vessel. The Mishnah had taught that b'shas hagitois nemonim afala truma. During the olive and grape pressing seasons, Ami Ha'aretz are even believed with regard to the tahara of truma. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah Tahiris implies that during the olive pressing season, Ami Ha'aretz are not believed about the tahara of truma. I'm Rav Nachman Loikasha. Ho b'charfi, ho b'afli. Rav Nachman answered that our Mishnah is talking about the early crop, whereas the Mishnah Tahiris is talking about that late crop. With regard to the early crop, Am Eretz are believed. However, with regard to the late crop, Am Eretz are no longer believed. The Gemara discusses the next part of the Mishnah. Avar hagitos v'habadim v'evi'o l'chav v'shal yayin lo'i kablen amenu. Av manich l'gat haba. If the pressing season ended, a kohen chaver shouldn't accept a barrel of truma wine from an Am Eretz. Rather, the Am Eretz should put it aside until the pressing season and then give it to the kohen chaver. Boi meni Rav Sheshes, Avar v'kibla ma'ushi and chenu l'gas haba. They asked Rav Sheshes, if the kohen inappropriately accepted the truma outside the pressing season, can he hold on to it until the pressing season and then use it? Rav Sheshes suggests a number of proofs, but they're refuted by the Gemara. The Gemara leaves the inquiry unresolved. The Gemara moves on to the next part of the Mishnah. V'm'amah hefrashti l'teich revi'is kodesh neman. If an Amaret says that he put a revius of Kodesh in the barrel of Truma, he's believed about the Tahara of the entire barrel. The Gemara points out another stringency of Truma. When dealing with a Beis HaPras, a field with a grave that had been plowed, we're lenient to enable the bringing of the Karban Pesach. Leniency is that we allow the person to blow on the ground to ensure that he doesn't come in contact with any bone fragments. However, with regard to people who want to eat Truma, no such leniency is allowed. Rashi points out one difference. Ein zman kavu l'achila. There's no set time for eating truma. The Gemara also notes that not bringing the Karban Pesach is punishable by Karis, so the Chacham were lenient. However, with regard to truma, Hemidu Devrayim B'Mokam Misa, the Chacham kept their gezerah where there's a concern of unintentionally violating something punishable by Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The Gemara derives from our Mishnah that if a person checked the Beis HaPras for the Karban Pesach, it's considered checked for eating truma. Mede Mehemena Kodesh Mehemena Mea Truma. Just like the Am Haaretz is believed with regard to the barrel of Truma, because he's believed about the revius of Kodesh, so too in this case. Since he's believed with regard to the Karban Pesach, he's also believed with regard to Truma. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that Kadei Yain v'Kadei Shemen Hamadu Mo'is Nemon Malein B'Shas HaGitas V'Habadim. Am Haaretz are trusted with regards to jugs of wine and oil that are mixed up during the pressing seasons. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is discussing a case of b'metahar is tivloi lito mimena nesachim, a person who prepares his tevel in the state of tahara so that he'll be able to separate nesachim from it. Tevel is considered mixed up because, as Rashi writes, de'ika chulin v'kodesh v'truma, there is chulin and truma in it, so to speak, and part of this tevel has been designated for kodesh. Therefore, as Rashi writes, migd mehemna kodesh mehemename atruma v'kankanim, since he's believed about the tahara of the kodesh, he's believed about the tahara of the truma and the jugs. The daf concludes with a mishnah that elaborates upon the stringencies that apply to truma that do not apply to kodesh. Min hamodim v'lefnim nemonim al klicheres, min hamodim v'lechutz ein nemonim. From Modi'in to Yerushalayim, Amei Eretz are trusted with regard to the Tahar of Kli Charis. Beyond Modi'in, away from Yerushalayim, they're not believed. The next daf will elaborate on the Mishnah. Ketzad hakader shehu meicha hakaderis nichnas lefnim min ha-modi'im. Hu hakader vehein hakaderis vehein aloikhi neman yatsa ein neman. Potters from outside Modi'in who bring pots within Modi'in are only believed about the pots that they themselves bring within Modi'in, and only if the buyers see them coming into Modi'in. If the potter went away from Yerushalayim, outside Modi'in, he's not believed.